Afghanistan's security forces say they thwarted an attempt to assassinate the U.S. ambassador in that country. Zalmay Khalilzad was supposed to be participating in a ceremony in northeastern Afghanistan over the weekend. Because of the threat, the appearance was canceled. This is a noteworthy event in part because Khalilzad was on his way out of Afghanistan, on his way to a new job as ambassador to Iraq. To find out the situation that he leaves behind, we've contacted N.C. Eisenman, a reporter for The Washington Post in Kabul. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
First off, this plot to kill the ambassador, this reported plot, what do you know about it?
Well, there's some discrepancies in the accounts that we're getting from different government officials. But the gist of it is that the ambassador, who's now left Afghanistan, went to a province in the east called Laughlin Province to do a visit, actually, with a new military base that was opening up there. And just prior to that, intelligence officials from the Afghan government arrested three young men. They appear to be in their late teens, and they are apparently from Peshawar, Pakistan. And they were arrested with a number of arms, rocket-propelled grenade launchers and also small arms. And they said that they had been preparing to try to assassinate the ambassador.
Does this underscore the dangers that still exist in Afghanistan several years after the fall of the Taliban?
Yes. The interesting thing in Afghanistan right now is that there's a bit of a glass-half-full, glass-half-empty scenario. On the one hand, there's been a lot of progress. You have National Army now, which is about 20,000 strong, and they're recruiting every day. You have millions of girls going to school. On the other hand, there has been a resurgence of violence this spring that has shown the Taliban, the insurgents from the former Taliban government, to be still quite robust, well-armed, and very active. And there's been a series of violent events all across the south and the east on certainly a weekly and then often a daily basis that's targeting both military, U.S. military and Afghan security forces, and then civilians and aid workers.
How concerned were American and Afghan officials about the stability of the Afghan government?
I think the concern is not so much about the stability of the government as it is about the possibility of Afghanistan moving forward in the next couple months and year. There's a lot of development that still needs to happen. And the Taliban have been effective, and also not just the Taliban, other violent elements, drug traffickers, for example, have been quite effective in scaring away aid organizations from some of the areas that really need that work done the most. And the longer you have a period where development doesn't move forward, the longer there is a sort of festering resentment among the population. And we saw some of that surface in protests several weeks ago across the country that were spurred by reports of, you know, desecration of the Quran at Guantanamo Bay, but also, you know, were an expression of dissatisfaction with the pace of change and development. And that sort of in a long-term way threatens to undermine the country's movement towards representative democracy.
We've been speaking with N.C. Eisenman, a reporter for The Washington Post in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.